Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Starflower, and I'd like to welcome you into our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we share tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature, so nothing herein should be taken as medical advice, nor as a diagnosis or a prescription in any form. You are forever encouraged to make the sovereign choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay. So let's get right into some sacred healing information, and today we'll be talking about finding true self-forgiveness, self-acceptance, and self-appreciation. Now, I've talked just a bit before about forgiving others because it can be so powerful in helping us ascend, because hurts and resentments we carry towards others just weigh us down. They hold us back. But fortunately, it seems that on the whole, we are doing a much better job of forgiving others and understanding that those that made missteps were conceivably wounded in some way themselves. Perhaps they were lost and lonely, perhaps uninformed, perhaps in pain. Perhaps they were overcome and devastated at how they themselves were treated in the previous time. And in their deep pain and confusion, they cycled it forward. Or perhaps some agreed at a higher level to take on the repercussions that can come with arranging to participate in our growth. Forgiveness is built on understanding the challenges of being human, the trials we face, and asking our heart to connect with original virtue and our own resiliency instead of our mind focusing on their mistakes and our wounds. So, on the whole, I see that we're getting much better at forgiving others bit by bit, so today we're going to really put our focus on self-forgiveness and self-acceptance and self-appreciation, as that seems to remain a sticking point for so many. And I imagine that we could have a variety of things we need to forgive ourselves for, from current times or from times past. Perhaps we said or did something we wish we hadn't, which can cause guilt and shame, or perhaps we wish we had said or did something, but usually out of fear we did not, which can cause regrets. Or perhaps we need to forgive ourselves for not standing up for ourselves at some or multiple points in our lives. Or forgive ourselves for the time or all the times or the years we failed to listen to ourselves. It does not help us to hold on to the pain of our errors and the echoes of that pain. The wisdom that results, yes, but not the pain, not the guilt. When we do not accept ourselves, the reason we do not feel good is because we are in opposition to what our higher self knows to be true, and that is that we are okay, that we are acceptable. Very few humans are without errors. And the same understanding and compassion we're getting so much better at extending to others, we need to extend that same understanding and compassion to ourselves. And I understand that's easy to say and not so easy to do. So let's continue on and we'll talk this through. And so, often we are angry at ourselves for something that we did do or something we failed to do at some point or in a key moment. And if you feel you can time travel, perhaps then an option is to go back in time and undo whatever is troubling you. If you feel, however, that history cannot be unlived, then I'd like to encourage realizing the gifts and the abilities we do have now. And one of those is hindsight, to look at a situation and say, I wish I had done better. And when we truly mean that, we have learned a very precious lesson. we then can use our abilities of conscious foresight to assist us in realizing the reason that lesson is invaluable is it forever protects us from committing a similar error. It guards against a similar mistake, which is absolutely priceless. So as we learn a lesson, we create ourselves anew, and we offer ourselves a path forward. And it's not about burying guilt. Uncomfortable emotions like guilt are designed to get our attention. But our abilities to think of the past were not designed to torment or persecute us, but rather to contemplate, where do we go from here? What is the best way forward? That is our power in the now. To live with guilt is to use up our present moments being immobilized over what has already transpired. No amount of guilt alone will undo what has been done. So what is the best way forward? Keeping the helpful aspects of the experience, the lesson learned, and releasing the unhelpful aspects, the guilt or regret and its echoes. When all ultimately have higher sight, the importance of all of our experiences can be seen and understood. And in the meantime, trusting that this is true can help us along this path. For example, what if the moment we made the mistake was a key moment for the whole of our beingness? What if we needed to make that mistake to not only understand, but to live that experience in order for it to seat deeply enough within us that we would never do that again, which resulted in a prevailing learning? When we have that feeling that's steadfast, that mistake will never occur from us again, that is an eonic learning, an eternal learning. And perhaps that is what the experience was for, to build our deep, living wisdom. And when we accept that and face our mistakes with courage and with that wisdom, not only do we not have to live those mistakes again, but we carry that resonance with us, and it emanates to others without us having to say anything. If I could show you that energy and how it has the potential to affect others, I would. Now, does that automatically mean that others around us will not commit the mistake? Not necessarily. We all have free will. But if I could show you the energy you emit that tries to help, I would show you. So not only have you benefited, but you present to others around you the opportunity to benefit too. And that is something to honor. Please accept that you can impact others in wonderful ways. And some that make mistakes do realize that on some level. And they feel so strongly that they take it a step further and they use their voice and their actions to relay more directly the benefits of making better choices. Hopefully, they do not spend too much time or focus on the negative, not trying to scare others straight, so to speak. Rather, just focus on the benefits of better choices. And here is another reason to honor actually our experiences, including our mistakes. I lightly referenced earlier when it comes to forgiving others that when some have been wounded, they carry that forward and they unfortunately cycle it forward. For example, I think most of us now understand that those that bully others have very sadly been bullied themselves. And we could include all similar experiences of intimidation and mishandling of various types and degrees, but it's best not to put our focus there. So to the point, what if the mistake you made of whatever type weighed on you enough to ensure that you broke a particular cycle? That you are the one to ensure that pattern did not carry forward? Now that is quite something. Or what if whatever occurred was a compensatory reconcilement in some way, and now the slate is clean? Now, of course, we can learn through ease as much as we can through strife and error, but sometimes we seem to pay more attention to the errors. Now, what about if we struggle to forgive ourselves for something we did not do, perhaps to stand up for ourselves or for another? And as always, I'm not advising anyone on anything specific. That is always and forever up to you. But perhaps if we or another are still threatened, we could consider making a decision now to take action in whatever way or manner that it feels right to us. And if the threat has passed, we can take solace that we still have the wisdom of that experience within us that knows how it feels not to act And that could inspire us to take appropriate action if a similar situation ever were to arise. In other words, we still gained wisdom from that experience. There is value in our experiences if we choose to find it. And what about other examples? I don't think we need to, or want to, go through them all, but at least one more here that I imagine many could be struggling with. And that is, if we have difficulty in forgiving ourselves if we break a promise to someone, perhaps break a commitment we made, which can be especially difficult if we've made a vow. Now, there are different types and different scenarios, but if in a relationship setting, it can sometimes break us in two if we felt we hurt someone. I know of some that still struggle with this, even after many years of fast. I do not think any of us really want to ever hurt another. Still, I wonder, and this is up to each of us our own contemplation, if one person does not want to be in the relationship, whether it is truly good at all for either party. And it's not about defending anyone's actions or decisions. It's not about justification. It is, though, about finding some peace for what has already occurred and considering the possibility that uncoupling from another or separating from another might have been in the shared highest good. What if it was necessary in order to move forward, to get you on a higher path, to get them on a higher path? What if plateaus were met in some respects in that relationship, whether as friends or as more, and in order to reach a higher potential, a pause or a separation had to be? Perhaps, although so difficult, perhaps it needed to happen. If the guilt over hurting another reverberates within you, perhaps you can at least consider that possibility to find some measure of peace, that it might have been in the shared highest good, and realize that not forgiving yourself affects every other relationship going forward. Now, that's not intended to alarm anyone, but if there is lingering guilt that you've buried, it's like little goblins that remain in the shadows of our psyche. So I mention this actually to encourage you, if you wish to not just bury it, but to finally accept it, accept yourself, and let it go. And our thoughts, our actions, our emotions are carried in our energy field, and all can sense it on some level, and many can see and sense it very clearly. And those abilities are increasing amongst the populace. So perhaps it's time for honesty with ourselves, to address what we have not so far addressed. And once more, it's not about belaboring something or dredging up old stuff. It's not about justification. It is, though, about understanding and acceptance, and then transcendence of any lingering, unhelpful aspects. Consider, if you wish, allowing yourself, if you feel bad about anything, to find the teaching or the message, find the value, and let the unhelpful aspects go. We do not want to fight with unhelpful things or toxins of any kind, whether that be guilt or disease or disputes even of any kind. Fighting brings dissociative vibes. Fighting in this way is a nearly useless use of our energy in comparison to our options. For example, we can shift unhelpful mental language or emotional pressures or toxins into light. Light outranks toxicity. Light is accepting. Light is forgiving. So we can shift any unhelpful mental thoughts or emotional burdens or toxins or disease even, into the light, to bring knowledge, to bring understanding, to bring reconciliation. We are made of light, and we can bring in even more sacred light, original sacred light. And to let fresh light, original light, into our being, to cleanse and to purify and to bring clarity and wisdom. See, we can crystallize our power and raise our light levels in so many ways. Please realize you have this powerful ability, and you are worth it. Now, as we forgive ourselves, just as we are responsible for our own feelings, others are responsible for their feelings. Although we may now be able to forgive ourselves, that does not necessarily mean others will immediately feel the same. Honoring the sovereignty we all have over our own feelings and individual journeys remains important. So, what else can also help us move forward to forgive ourselves and even to accept ourselves? Well, one way is to honor ourselves enough that we do not attempt to negate our experiences, that we do not attempt to anesthetize our journey by numbing our feelings. Whatever we've been through, I believe there's a reason, and we do not need to dramatize it nor fixate on it, but not bury it either. And some behaviors, like drinking or smoking or even eating some foods or ingesting artificial chemicals and so on, can temporarily numb uncomfortable emotions. And sometimes people deliberately deny or repress uncomfortable emotions. But once more, uncomfortable emotions are designed to get our attention. They offer an opportunity for growth. They are designed to be dealt with. And awareness is a compulsory step in addressing and healing the issue. Now, just a reminder, I'm not a practicing doctor, just a friend here offering some ideas for you to consider, that's all. And as always, I only offer these ideas as encouragement for you to decide what or whether something is right for you. Your path may be revealed to you in even more amazing ways than what we go through here. As kin, I only want to share ideas that could potentially be beneficial as we all acclimate to our true worth. So, addictions are not the indulgence of the self people think they are. They're actually a rejection of the self, a dishonoring of the self. Addictions abdicate our liberty. They relinquish our ability to respond with spiritual maturity to truly resolve an issue. They just keep the challenge alive. If they worked, it would be one and done, right? Addictions can often block legitimate learning. Unhelpful tendencies such as addictions, which can also include knee-jerk, unhelpful reactions to triggers, can represent distorted energies of uncomfortable emotions that have not been processed and dealt with, such as stress or fear, or in our example today of guilt and non-acceptance. So instead of numbing our feelings, perhaps a higher path, if we wish, is to instead seek clarification. It's not about dredging things up or dramatizing things, nor dwelling in the discomfort. It is, though, about getting clarification, gaining understanding, as in, what am I actually attempting to numb and why? If it is lack of forgiveness of self, we are holding ourselves back by not at least attempting to consent to the possibility of forgiveness. When we are unsettled as it is, then we suppress it, let's say with numbing substances, whether cigarettes or alcohol or some chemicals, including some foods, we can actually end up increasing the degree to which we're unsettled, not only emotionally but also physically. We are multidimensional beings where one aspect affects the other, so we can potentially create a downward spiral. Our true being is not so easily fooled by attempts to bury or numb important emotions. We cannot pull the wool over the eyes of our higher being. All is known anyway. We may as well face it. And our higher being is not afraid of addressing the situation, this feeling. I believe our higher being is longing to do so, knowing that when we truly do, we can move past it. And to be clear, this is not an indictment. It's not my business, frankly. It's, you know, drinking or smoking. A lot of people do that for the pleasure, having nothing to do with bearing emotions. But if somebody is bearing emotions with that, that's what I'm referring to here. Because feelings that can and should be processed in the mind are often displaced on the body where they cannot be processed. Stuffing feelings or covering them with certain things does not resolve them. And we often learn early in life to suppress our feelings, perhaps in childhood where emotions were not honored, nor were they investigated, or perhaps even overtly discouraged. The issue is the body can hold on to the energy of unresolved emotions, and our higher being knows we need to deal with this. And what we do not address emotionally could conceivably manifest physically to get our attention. Sometimes we just don't trust the wisdom of our emotions, but there's a reason we're feeling uncomfortable. There's something to be addressed. The release of emotion needs to be supported. Not dramatized, just supported with gentle awareness with the intent to transcend. And perhaps, if we wish to, we could start with what's affecting us the most and ask for sacred assistance, which I believe is always there. Or start small to get the ball rolling. Perhaps you said something to someone at some point that you wish you hadn't or wish you had said it differently. Why not contact them to set things right? I've done that. I used to work with someone, and due to the stresses I was going through, I was a little brusque with them. And down the road, I contacted them and said, hey, it wasn't you, it was me. So only now, you know, again, only you know whether that makes sense in your situation. I just offer that as an example. But notwithstanding, we can choose in either case to begin anew. We have the authority to align ourselves to the forgiveness of ourselves. And we can choose to be free of the guilt and regret of mistakes and retain the wisdom of having experienced them. We can then transcend it. And this is a key time for us to do this. Once again, this episode is intentionally timed. It's a wonderful time, and we are fully supported in finally moving past those things that are holding us back. And we can do this with and under grace. See, our abilities are increasing. We can do things now we could not have done 20 years ago, even 2 years ago. We do have more options when it comes to forgiveness and self-forgiveness, but it cannot be done for us. We need to be the ones to initiate the healing. We need to decide we're ready to let things go. It's not selfish to forgive ourselves, to want to move on. It's actually a bit too narrowly focused not to forgive ourselves. For us to best help others, we need to be at our best, and forgiving ourselves is a way to do that. And we need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies. But now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impact, www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where today we've been talking about finding self-appreciation and self-forgiveness. I'm Barbara Starflower, and thanks for staying with us. So, forgiving ourselves is an important investment if we want to contribute to the good of all and shine our best light for others. When we are truly at peace, when we are harmonious, we help contribute to the peace of our environment and to those around us. When we are in peace and harmony, we can better help others, we can better contribute to the good of all. And we cannot totally be in peace and harmony if we do not fully accept ourselves, if we do not fully forgive ourselves. It's time to acknowledge the gaps in our wholeness, the breaches in our aura, and take steps to heal. When we mend and accept all aspects of ourselves and become more centered, our true poise returns. And when this occurs, we are better able to genuinely recognize others in their true fullness. It is time, for at this time we have a lot of support for this. We are encouraged to find a way to accept ourselves as we are, to acknowledge that each part of our journey is designed to contribute to the majesty of who we are, as long as we don't sweep it under the rug. And again, no need to twist in turmoil nor dramatize things. Hurting ourselves further is not helpful. We just don't want to bury or deny things either. Instead, just accept them so we can let them go. If we deny our experiences, we are in a way belittling our journey, downgrading our process. And again, what if that which we regret most was a key moment, a defining moment in our development? We can honor our past, honor our endeavors, and realize we did the best we could at that time, given our level of consciousness. We can learn from the experience and take that energy to become more than what we were before. Forgiveness enables evolution. We do not forgive ourselves if we do not. We hold ourselves back from our highest potential, and we can ask, in the highest good of all, let me move past the limitations I've placed on myself. Help me move beyond the self-imposed ceiling I've created because of my guilt or regret. The burdens of guilt and regret just weigh us down. As we forgive ourselves, we allow better to come. And the better off we are, the more balanced and harmonious we are. Once more, the more we affect others in a positive way. If it feels selfish to forgive ourselves, let's think beyond ourselves. We participate in raising the consciousness of humanity when we raise our own consciousness. And given that we are all, each of us, aspects of something greater, some might consider it even disrespectful not to forgive ourselves, to not trust the process. As always, it's up to you, but perhaps consider making the best of every situation. We can choose to acknowledge, okay, look, I've made some mistakes, but I've learned from them, and the most important thing is that I want to move forward and do better now. And I realize I need to drop some of these weights, these burdens, in order for me to be at my best for me and for all. And if we truly know that we would never make a mistake again, we do not forgive ourselves, we're basically convicting a corpse because that version of ourselves does not exist anymore. We can all choose now to be a first-rate version of ourselves. It does little good to remain weighed down with guilt or shame or regret. We were born to be free. And what is more important than yesterday is today. We have the Midas touch, you know, to transform ourselves into gold. We are our own architects, and we have the permission and we have the self-authority to forgive ourselves and free ourselves. I believe our soul likes to experience things, likes to work through challenges and move forward and beyond the burdens while keeping the beneficial aspects, keeping the learnings. And so to forgive ourselves and others, and in that belief that our soul likes to experience things, like have the courage to truly open to love, to giving and receiving love, we can best do that when we are free of contrary thoughts. Contrary thoughts, those that go against our true worthiness, they tether us down. They only diminish all the good we can do and be. And in my experience, as our circumstances change, they change as when we change, including the people around us. But just a gentle encouragement here, as we forgive ourselves, that does not necessarily mean everyone else will automatically and immediately do so too. That's part of their journey. And respecting their sovereignty and making their own choices is part of our learned wisdom. And as we talk about self-appreciation and self-acceptance, there are different types of acceptance, right? Although everyone is beautiful in higher sight, I know some, for example, that do not accept some aspect of their physicality. And to that, I would offer for those to consider the possibility that perhaps at a higher level, there was an option that was taken for some reason. We really are grand beings, and in human form, it can be tough sometimes to see with higher wisdom, to see things why they truly are that way. But staying in a state of frustration, of wondering why or why me, is limiting, perhaps we can just be open to the idea that perhaps there is a good reason. I'm not referring to punitive, rather perhaps for wisdom or for the experience or to inspire something. Perhaps we can be open to the idea that there is some benefit and do the best we can from there. Now, if something within us has changed to what we would consider our detriment due to, let's say, toxins we were exposed to or something in that realm, we can look to change it, which is a topic unto itself for another time, but very much within our reach. And if anyone knows that perhaps they still hesitate to embrace self-acceptance or self-forgiveness, the good news is that awareness is often the first step to healing. We are not left high and dry down here, so may I encourage that we remember our true spiritual nature, our higher aspects, and to bring those aspects of ourselves back to the forefront, back to every day. In addition to countless beneficial helper energies, the self that is our soul loves us unconditionally. Alas, we are not generally aware of our soul aspects, at least not day to day. We tend to more so be aware of the aspect of the self that is our personality. And from that perspective, fully forgiving and accepting and appreciating ourselves can be complicated sometimes. Most of us tend to fixate on our flaws. But we can tap into and evoke sacred wisdom to evolve and remember there are higher aspects to ourselves that have a more accurate perspective of what we've done and what's occurred. And can remember we are on a journey of self-discovery and self-mastery, one that is designed to bring us to our highest potential. And realize that often, what we perceive to be mistakes are integral parts of that journey. And what can help us ease up a bit on ourselves and allow for more space for mercy is to be gentle with ourselves. Zach would say, be kind to the voice in our head that tells us all the reasons we should not love ourselves. Gently listen with kindness, not acquiescing, just kindness. I think we know that self-judgment blocks our forward progress, and if we want to progress, then kindness is a good first step. Kindness can open doors in us and in others. Kindness is contagious, and being kind to ourselves, being kind to that voice in our head that gives us reasons why we're no good, is a nice, gentle way to start and to start to move towards self-forgiveness, self-acceptance. And we need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, to talk more about finding self-appreciation, self-acceptance, and self-forgiveness. Please do join us after this quick break.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you. And take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies. But now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, help for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where today we've been talking about finding self-appreciation, self-acceptance, and self-forgiveness. And as we pursue self-acceptance and appreciation and self-forgiveness, kindness toward ourselves can bring understanding and perspective and allow the judgmental parts of ourselves to see us in a light that is more permissive of being human. Thank you, Zach, for those words. If we have a negative thought about ourselves, if we can treat our thoughts with kindness, they tend to soften. We can bring pliability to unhelpful thoughts as we are honest with ourselves. As we are aware, as we are kind, we can acknowledge, okay, I see you, self-deprecation. I know you're there. And I realize being human is tough. I realize that mistakes can be made when I feel threatened or fearful or when I'm hurting or worried. I realize that had I felt 100% safe, 100% free of concern for others, 100% self-actualized, I would not have made the errors and mistakes. I realize that I deserve a little understanding, a little a kindness for myself here. I am worthy of being gentle with myself. And please notice when you're kind to others and let that inspire you to be kind to yourself. Kindness is sacred, and all the energies benefit whenever kindness is generated. Now, once more, why do I keep talking about kindness? Because for many, that is far easier than jumping right to forgiveness. So as we are kind to ourselves and the voice in our head and patient with ourselves, then at some point, something changes within us. Our inner being rises up and agrees that we are worthy of forgiveness. I've seen it time and again. And we allow ourselves then to forgive ourselves. Forgiveness is necessary for unconditional love, and one of the greatest things we ever develop is love for ourselves and others. And how we love ourselves influences how we are able to give love to others and receive love from others. And what else can help this process of self-acceptance? Well, to nurture the good qualities in ourselves. So please consider what you do well. Please consider what is something or things you've always valued in yourself to build self-appreciation and self-acceptance. For example, are you thoughtful or considerate of others? Do you maybe take the time to help others or motivate others that could use your guidance and encouragement? Do you pick up litter when you see it? Are you good with numbers or music? Can you build or fix or engineer things? Or are you someone that can creatively come up with solutions when faced with challenges or conundrums? Are you generous or polite? Are you appreciative and grateful of good things? Are you patient with others? Are you accepting of others? And if you are accepting of others, please realize why you are, why you're accepting of others, and consider affording yourself that same grace. Please do consider your good qualities and realize that goodness is expressing through you. Whatever it is you value in yourself, those wonderful qualities are expressing as you, through you. And you can align with that sense of value and resonate and radiate with that which you know is valuable. Please do consider reminding yourself a couple of times each day, if you can, of what you do well and align with that feeling. Give yourself that credit. And in doing so, we step up to a higher level. We can tune into our sacred blueprint of acceptance, of forgiveness, and of healing. We have the authorization and we have the authority to answer our own call to rise and to evolve. and consciously realign with our sacred nature and tap into and align with our original peace. We are our own architects. One of the most important things we can do at this time is to forgive and accept ourselves. Once again, this episode is specifically timed. Acceptance and ascension, expansion and betterment are all themes for us right now. And we can always call on grace to assist us, just saying, in your own words, I call under grace for help in forgiving and accepting and appreciating myself. And as long as we're taking personal responsibility and we truly have the desire to improve, just saying those words are similar, we'll set that process in motion. We'll call in assistance. And we can tap into our heart, and if you're not used to doing that, putting one or both hands on your heart can help. We can tap into our heart for help, to feel compassion and appreciation, not only for others, but for ourselves and our experiences. This will help us move on. Our mind can be helpful at times, but the intellective mind is a scholarly one. And our mind can keep us in fear and in unforgiveness and unacceptance. Well, the heart also has an intellect, an emotional intellect, the intellect of the soul. And our heart wants us to move forward. And with our heart's emotional intelligence paired with our desire, our will to move forward, we can move forward. When we feel unhelpful emotions like guilt or non-acceptance or regret, we can tap into our heart and affirm that we give this over to light for our highest good, to transform and to change. It is possible. And what matters more than what we did in the past is what we do now. Please realize you are cherished regardless. And sometimes we feel that self-appreciation is what we call selfish. That's the opposite, though, of what it truly is. Remember, in order to help others at the highest level, we benefit so much from being self-actualized, and that includes accepting and loving ourselves. And we can love ourselves without being conceited. Actually, conceit usually stems from a lack of true self-confidence. Conceit is often built on false confidence. And what we call selfishness usually stems from an aspect of fear. If we honor ourselves and allow some self-nurturing, we ultimately can have more capacity to support others. And when we invest in ourselves, we can better contribute to widespread harmony. Okay, so we've been sharing ideas and inspirations. For as we change things at a higher level, including spiritually and mentally, emotionally, our needs for supplemental help at the physical level can lessen. You know, mood more than food. Still, are there physical things that can support us in accepting, appreciating, and forgiving ourselves? Yes, absolutely. There are many options. And first, let me remind you of the importance of the breath, which is, after all, the movement of spirit through matter. So, deep breathing can be helpful for many. If it feels right to you, breathing deeply into the entirety of the lungs, down into the lower lungs as well, and as importantly in this case of our releasing things and accepting forgiveness, is fully exhaling, releasing every last bit of stagnation, anything we've repressed, release it all, exhale it all, and then inhale the fresh and the new. Allow the fresh and the new and the vital to enter. Just a few times to start if you like, and then return to breathing in a way that's most comfortable to you. Breathing deeply into the entirety of the lungs, beyond just the upper parts, and exhaling fully can be more helpful than most would imagine. And continuing on with physical therapies, let's talk about herbs. Now, a very special plant that can be quite valuable in helping us transcend guilt and regret is hyssop, H-Y-S-S-O-P, also known as everlasting, immortelle, and helichrysum. Hyssop can help us, I'll say, loosen the deepest knots we have in our psyche, including releasing deeply rooted feelings associated with guilt and regret. And hyssop can support introspection. That can help us understand and accept and have compassion for our errors and help us relinquish the resistance we have towards forgiving ourselves. And let's put in another break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about hyssop and other things to help us with self-appreciation and self-forgiveness. Please do join us.
is an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator. Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be barbarastarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit barbarastarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, barbarastarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about finding self-appreciation, self-acceptance, and self-forgiveness. And we were just talking about the wonderful herb hyssop and how it can help us release deeply rooted feelings associated with guilt and regret. And so how do we work with hyssop? Well, if you wish, the leaves and flowers of hyssop can be enjoyed as a tea. And researchers have found multiple antiviral compounds that also have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, so there's another bonus. And if it feels right to you, the phytonutrient-rich blossoms are edible. When we say phytonutrients, we just mean plant nutrients with a lot of different benefits. And you can also, if you wish, work with the scent of hyssop as aromatherapy. Hyssop has long been used in this way for purification, as a spiritual cleanser and purgative, to help dislodge deeply rooted feelings and emotions. Hyssop can also be used as a flower essence, and we can also receive benefit just by being in the presence of hyssop, just admiring the plant, being in her presence, can confer benefits. Now, another key plant for forgiveness, including forgiving ourselves, is milk thistle. To work with milk thistle, one way to do that, if you wish, is to take the seeds as a tea. And when working with milk thistle, it's as though a higher aspect of ourselves flows in, allowing us to be far more forgiving than we ever thought possible. This includes forgiveness of ourselves as well as others. Now, red clover, also as a tea, if that feels right to you in your situation, can help us release long-standing emotional struggles. And yarrow. Yarrow has several benefits, including helping us cultivate true self-mastery, helping us to see the bigger picture, and reminding us that we chose to come here to experience and to create. And knowing that, we can coach ourselves onward and forward and really appreciate the progression we've made. And yarrow can help us face those things that impede our progress so we can finally be liberated from them. Now, interestingly, the genus and species of yarrow is Achillean millefolium, and yarrow can indeed help us transcend what for many is their Achilles heel, and that's lack of self-acceptance and self-forgiveness. Yarrow can also help us establish some emotional fortification, helping safeguard us from unhelpful emotions, whether generated within or without. So yarrow can be quite helpful. Now, in terms of aromatherapy, I mentioned hyssop. Another helpful aroma is juniper. Juniper is purifying, as it can help us release burdens and unpleasant memories and help clear negativity and psychic and physical congestion. So our will, our determination, can be a powerful instrument in spiritual development, and still, we are often toughest on ourselves, right? Even though our animals do the best they can to convince us otherwise. And the plant kingdom can also really help us. See, receptivity to well-being is a key to liberation and to true change. So when we resist forgiving or accepting ourselves, plants and flowers can soften our resistance and nurture our receptivity, as can animals. And something I love so much about working with flowers especially is the therapy occurs at a higher level and does not conflict with efforts we are making on the physical level. There are no real contraindications. And the enhancements that occur tend to be profound and yet very gentle. So in terms of working with flowers, all flowers really can help us, but roses, being of angelic construction, can bring about deep and true healing. Just being in their presence is healing. Roses can help us restore true appreciation, compassion, and forgiveness of ourselves and help cultivate the same of and for others. And acceptance of the self is fundamental to healing. And roses are so incredible in their therapeutic influence that all natural colors can be beneficial. With that said, though, pink roses are especially supportive and comforting, and white roses offer comprehensive opportunities through the blessing of mercy. And the fragrance of roses is soothing, helping to mend fractures in our psyche. I like to work with rose water. It's a very affordable way to work with real rose. And when we are working with healing that is etheric in nature, such as engaging with flowers, it's not always necessary, but it can be helpful to complement the etheric healing with a physical component to help ground the healings conferred by the flowers. So with roses, the pseudo-fruits of roses, called rose hips, are edible if you wish to try, and they offer a high natural source of vitamin C. As always, it's up to you. I myself like to collect wild rose hips and make tea, and I harvest my cultivated rose hips, which are larger, to eat the fruits, first removing the inner seeds and the hairs to enjoy the skin and the pulp. And if you wish to, rose petals are also edible and contain beneficial phytonutrients. And the dew of rose petals can be enjoyed just like a flower essence. And all the rose family members can help foster self-appreciation and self-worth. So whether that be apricots or almonds or cherries, peaches, plums, many of the berries. Also, I want to especially mention the resonance of apple blossoms are very cleansing. And crab apple blossoms especially can help release distressing energies, helping reinstate self-acceptance and higher self-esteem. Just admiring them can be beneficial. Now, another wonderfully helpful flower is the lily, and although lilies can share many gifts, foremost, lilies are about resurrection. And of course, that can mean when embarking on a transition from physical to non-physical form, and that's why lilies are common at funerals. Lilies can signify the deceased's return to innocence. But lilies can also support resurrection while we continue our experience of living in physical form. And in this case, resurrection includes a renewal of our purity and a welcoming of more radiance and more light. And it's no surprise that lilies are considered sacred in many traditions. For example, the white Madonna lily has been dedicated to Mary, and lilies are often referred to as Mary's flower. And the trumpet lily has long been associated with Easter. It's often called the Easter lily, which commemorates a pretty special resurrection. And Easter lilies especially can help us understand the purpose of things. So if we're struggling with why did I make that mistake, Easter lilies can help prompt the insight that can provide the answer. Just being around them is sufficient. And another flower that can be helpful here is Lily of the Valley. Now, Lily of the Valley is Convallaria majalis. It's actually of the asparagus family, so it's not a true lily. It's not of the lilium family still. She can be very helpful in encouraging faith in our own process of development and evolution, including acknowledging the healing aspects of our experiences, including those we might consider to be mistakes. And another highly beneficial flower is peony. Peonies can help encourage self-appreciation, self-compassion, self-forgiveness, and light-colored peonies, including white, lilac, and shades of light pink especially, resonate a softness and gentleness that can prompt us to give ourselves a break. And white flowers in general can be helpful, and wearing white can be helpful. wearing pink. Pink is very much a color of support and comfort that can help soothe our emotions. Or you don't have to wear it, just have it in the environment. And pink can foster compassion and forgiveness. Now, flower essences, which once more do not have aromas, rather they're the etheric imprint of flowers captured in water, can likewise be very helpful. And a key one here is pine. Pine can help us disentangle our negative thoughts of ourselves and replace guilt with self-acceptance and help us restore our true self-worth. And our essence here is crabapple. Crabapple is very cleansing, such as cleansing something about ourselves that we feel is unclean or impure or contaminated in some way. And all of the rose flower essences can be helpful, especially pink roses such as pasture or prairie rose, which is Rosa Carolina, as well as pink shining rose, which is Rosa Natita. And Solomon's seal is also helpful in understanding our mistakes in order to release them and finally forgive ourselves. And let's put in another break. Please do join us after this quick break.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. I'm Barbara Starflower. Today we've been talking about self-acceptance, self-appreciation, and self-forgiveness. And I want to encourage that we are in our own authority. We have permission to forgive ourselves, to release ourselves from unforgiveness, and to align with self-acceptance and self-appreciation. And when we do that, we welcome true freedom and expansion, propelling us forward on our path for our collective highest good. Thank you for joining us today and listening, and please join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing, which airs the third Wednesday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. As always, I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.